Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. Something a bit different this morning. Hope you can stay with us for the next 2.5 hours, but something a bit different. We are live. That's a plus for starters. We are live from the Hope Valley Football Club, the club that is owned by the boys on the Rush Hour, Louis and Jars, and it is a hive of activity here this morning. Youngsters out there having a kick and a catch. Look, hope you can stay with us, as I said, for the next 2.5 hours. It's been a big week in sport, whether it be cricket, football, whatever. Plenty of controversy to get our teeth stuck into, as I welcome my co-panellist this morning, a man who's been strutting around on the Hope Valley Oval like a big peacock, throwing his chest out. Looks a pitch of sartorial splendor with the beanie, the Hope Valley football jumper on, and that's an extra, 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 extra large, and it just touches the sides. Andrew Newton-Jarman, good morning, Jars.
G'day, George. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here. Fantastic to be at Grassroots Football. It really is, and they've done a wonderful job. Benny, the president of the Hope Valley Football Club, he's only 27 years old, but he runs a magnificent ship, so looking forward to catching up with the faithful today.
And the man is going to get smashed today. I hope he's brought his helmet and his mouth guard.
He needs it.
Greg Blewett. How stupid does he look?
No, he's a trooper. He's
buzz off.
Good there.
I'm proud.
But
I'm
you're
a
right.
Co-owner.
You're right. We got the shirts mixed up this morning, KG. He tried to slide into my large. It looked like it was spray painted on.
His guns were hanging
so
out.
So he's gone the 3XL and he's looking a little bit better.
But what about when he took his top off?
Yeah, what you saw was
baby whale.
What you saw was chiseled. It was a chiseled torso. That's what you saw,
but
George.
It's good to be up here, isn't it, KJ?
Fantastic.
This is my old stomping ground.
What?
Actually, we had a house just over the back
did
of
you?
Hope Valley Oval. Yeah, we're about two streets
so
away.
So this is your neck of the woods?
Absolutely, yeah. And we were at Highbury for a while. Then Mum and Dad went to Tea Tree Gully.
Nice.
So, yeah, we grew up in this area. Beautiful.
Look at the kids everywhere. This is magnificent.
It is.
Little kiddies running around, the boys and girls. There's another little group down the other end doing some warm-up.
See, this is what football
is
about.
Yeah.
Grassroots level.
I love it.
Mums
I
and dads
love
and
grassroots
the kids,
footy.
Crows jumpers out there. Gee whiz.
This is Hope Valley's first home game. Obviously, their cricket wicket's been relaid. And what do you think, Blue?
Yeah, cricket comes first. You're right.
Oh.
No, they look like they've done a good job. It's raised a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, so but it'll flatten out, won't it?
It should do, yeah.
Yeah,
a bit
but
more rolling over.
First
years.
Game against Ingle Farm, so
good luck.
Very important for the boys in Div 5. But as a part of the ownership here, it's great to be here. And obviously, hopefully, Lou will come down and say hello a bit later on.
Now, Jars, who's on the program, Jars?
Hey, we've got a massive show. Scotty Cummings will talk to us.
Yes.
Because he is a showdown.
Showdown. I'll be telly today about showdown.
Ben Hart from the Adelaide Crows, assistant coach, hasn't returned my calls. And I got him the gig back at the Crows. He's going to have a chat to us. And we're going to have come off the long run, read Greg Blewett. Because this is going to get ugly, Blue, what you're going to come out
Bluey,
with.
Blue, good luck, son.
Thank
really.
You.
You look,
thank you.
You're a good bloke, but you're going to cop it today.
All right, let's go. And you
what's
are
that?
In a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Controversy during
you,
the week with KG.
Intel we've got today, it is terrible news.
What have I
about
done?
You.
No, it's not.
All right.
I've done anything.
So we need to find you
anyway,
a cell
folks,
somewhere.
You can you can join us. 133353 is our program. We've got a big, big show. We want you to be a part of it. We're off and running.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. KG, Jars and Bluey. Greg Blewett back where they belong between 9 and 11.30. Thanks to CMI Toyota. It's 104.7 Triple M. What's new with KG, Jars and Bluey. Greg Blewett, Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, good on you, Shawnee. We are live from the Hope Valley Oval here. And just a reminder, folks, if you're in the vicinity, if you want to pop in and say hello, there's a barbecue starting at noon. Free barbecue, would you believe? Gee, look, they even come from everywhere
very
now.
Good. And bar will be open.
Well, you put your hand in your kick.
What time was it? 1:30 to 2:30,
no,
Jess?
1 till 2.
So we're going to shout the bar, Triple M. As co-owners, we're going to just... get some money out of
it. So there
pocket.
You go, folks. Come in and have a bit of fun and join us and have something to eat and something to drink. But we've got to talk about this Nick Nat Nui suspension this week. I've never in my life heard or read so many stupid things since. Let's recap the moment. This is the Match Review officer, Michael Christensen, talking during the week about Nick Nat Nui. Here we go.
We came to the conclusion pretty strongly that... that was a drive with arms pinned with excessive force. So clearly fitted into the guidelines around a dangerous tackle and therefore rough conduct. So instead of driving forward and landing on top of the player, driving his head into the ground to try and roll off and try and mitigate some of that force into with the head into the ground.
I have never heard so much garbage in my life, Charles. Now, you've been out in the heat of battle. What's your take on those comments?
Oh, we're much poorer for the game. With Nick Nat getting 1 week for that. Honestly, I was staggered. I actually thought he would have got off.
Yep.
Blue. I thought that it's instinctive. It's a collision sport. It's a gladiator type sport. We're taught as a young man and a young lady to tackle. Go for the hips.
Pin the arms.
Create the turnover. Yeah. If he's got the football, then he's prey. And Nick Nat Nui was instinctive. He had momentum into the tackle. And it was a very good tackle. He could have. I reckon Nick Nat knew he was the biggest size type player. He knew, but mate, he's there to get the ball. He's there to create a turnover. And 1 week for that, it's a slur on our great game of football. It was a terrible, terrible decision by the AFL.
The bump's gone. The tackle's gone. Blubber. Your thoughts on it?
I actually agree with what Michael Christian just said because to me, looking at that vision, I thought he was in trouble straight away. So I thought at no stage did Nick Nat. He thought
to hurt him.
So he knew he was going to give the free kick away. He was going to drive him into the back. And when he knew the free kick was gone, it was the old adage you guys always say, and we always hear in AFL football or any football, it's going to be a free kick, make him earn it. And I reckon that's exactly what he did. He knew he's going to be in the back.
So reckon he deserved a week suspension for that?
Yeah, I do. So
fair dinkum.
All right, do you guys agree with the AFL in trying to protect the head?
Of course you do, but that's tackling is an instinctive thing. He had momentum. He can't consider that he's 110 kilos.
No, I agree with that.
But
he knew that he had his arms and he was just driving him.
But you've got to pin the arms. You've got to pin the arms so the player with the football cannot release the ball to advantage. So absolutely, and that's what the AFL want to do. That's why the bump's dead and buried. Duty of care. I hear this duty of care.
Yep.
Our game is tough. Our game's hard.
I appreciate
but the way
that.
The way they're managing the game now and scrutinising the game, it's going the other way, my friend.
So
what's going to happen as a player, I'm going to let KG get the football knowing that I can't bump him and secondly, I can't tackle him. So I might as well give him the football.
No, give him a kiss.
Okay, so how is it different from the sling tackle where they've got their arms
but that wasn't a sling tackle. That wasn't a dangerous tackle, Blue.
I'm comparing it with the head, right? So they want to minimise the contact with the head, especially to the ground, right? So pin the arms, sling tackle, the head hits the ground.
You're taught to roll them over. You're taught to roll them over in the one action.
That's right, that's right. But he had him, pushed him in the back and drove his head and neck fair squarely into the ground.
So bigger players shouldn't be able to tackle smaller players.
No,
is that where we're going with it?
Of course not.
Exactly. And how about this? AFL counsel Gleeson was firm that the AFL believed that the height and weight of players had to be considered as part of player
rubbish.
Duty of care to do what they could to avoid committing a reportable offence. That's garbage. And that players compute. What's that mean?
Compute.
Well, I can't even spell the bloody thing.
Terminator.
What?
It's Terminator stuff.
Compute their height and weight
that is
compared to opposition players.
He's got to come out and apologise for that.
That's rubbish. That is
please.
I mean, they do that anyway. The bigger guys, don't they, Jars? They know that.
Well, not really. The bigger guys want to hurt the little guys.
But they know they have to go lower with their
tackles correct.
Than most players.
It's technique.
I mean, so
it's technique. Get
okay,
that right.
Jars.
Should bigger players have a duty of care when tackling smaller players? 1-3-5-3. Give us a call.
Give us
yes
a call.
Yes or no?
Yeah, Triple M family. What's the issue?
But should bigger players now have a duty of care when tackling smaller players? We've got thousands of games of football around the country today. I reckon if there's a big man out there, he's not going to worry about duty of care.
No, he's just going
to
go.
He wants to maim that man that's got that young player or the footballer that's got the ball in the hand.
Okay, give us a call.
The game's getting stuffed. It's soft. It's becoming soft.
I hate that word.
Well, I'm telling you, KG, lock it in.
1-3-3-5-3. That's a number. Give us a call. Lines are open now. Got some great prizes.
You've lost it, Bluey.
Yeah, never had it.
Yeah, we're live here down at Hope Valley Football Club, being a part owner of this magnificent organisation. It's a great atmosphere, gentlemen. We've got the Auskick program
on. We have.
The under-6s having a little footy match there, Blue, but this has been fantastic so far. Should bigger players have a duty of care when tackling smaller players? We've had a bit of a heated debate regarding Nick Nat getting 1 week by the AFL. This is what the big fella said after his suspension.
Like I said, I'm just going to play the way I play. I don't think I feel like I need to change anything. There was no malice in it. There was no aggression. It was just a tackle, I guess. And that's part of our game. It's been part of our game since day one. So if I was seeking to go out and hurt someone, I guess then I'd cop, you know, what I needed to, and be I wouldn't be as disappointed. But because it was just an act that I've done for the past 10 years of my career, I was left a little bit dumbfounded to a degree.
I agree totally with him. Let's see what the Triple M family feels about it, Jazz.
There was no aggression.
Well, tackle.
That wasn't
tackle.
An aggressive tackle.
No. All tackles are aggressive. Right. Okay.
You watched it? Yeah, not at all. Did you see some of the tackles last night? Ian from Hackham. G'day, Ian. Thanks for holding on, mate. What are your thoughts?
Jan.
Hello?
Jan. Sorry,
Jan. Yeah, hi. No, that's okay. Guys, we were watching Front Bar on Thursday night, and they showed the tackle Nick Nat did in round one, and he got nothing. It looked way worse than what he did just recently.
Yeah,
but he didn't get anything. It's so inconsistent.
The moment the head hits the deck and something happens, boom, they just throw the book at you. Mm. Bang, bang, bang.
But did you see the Front Bar show where they showed his round one tackle? It was way worse.
Yeah, it was. I saw it, actually. Yeah, I did.
He probably should have got a suspension for that one, Jan.
That one, rather than the one. Yeah, exactly.
And this one,
Can I have a prize for Jan, please?
Yep, we'll get you sorted.
Yeah, there's prizes. We've got prizes, haven't we? They're double pass to the Crows and Bulldogs there, Sean.
Beautiful.
Yep, Will's bringing them in now. Will's bringing them in now.
Well, this is Will's last job. Now, Jez, who have I got now on the calls? Ian from Hackham. G'day, Ian.
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, Jez.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, buddy.
No, you're right. Mate, this is an easy resolve to fix this problem from now on. And that is, from this point forward, every AFL footballer needs to be 6'1" and weigh 90 kilos. The entire side. And they don't have to compute anything.
Well, exactly. But how can a player in the art of tackling consider, I can't tackle this bloke too hard because he's 20 kilos lighter than me? What a stupid thing to say.
Well, you got to compute now when you tackle.
Well, I don't even know what that means. But it's stupid.
The footballers, they can't compute anything.
Good on you, Ian. Have a good day, mate. Thanks for your call, buddy. Let's go to Johnny of Gawler. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks, John.
I think it's gone too soft. I'm 5'5". I need to take on 6-footers. I've put them out, mate. Yeah, Bring back the old-style football. Hit them hard. If these guys can't take the hit, shouldn't be playing. Get out of the kitchen. Yeah. Bring real players on.
I like that.
Good stuff. Good passion, Johnny.
Go on the field. No worries. Bring it real. Keep it real.
Good stuff, mate. Well, I love the passion going here. John from Kensington Gardens. G'day, John.
Good morning. I just think if they're going to try and protect the head, which they should do, in those circumstances, maybe there should be an immediate penalty where the team gets awarded an automatic goal for a really bad head high tackle. If you take the other side of it, where you get those players that drop their shoulders to induce a head high tackle, maybe there should be a penalty there to those players that bring on that head high tackle, maybe they should get away.
Oh, did you honestly believe that Nick Nack knew he deserved a week for that?
No. I don't think he deserves a week for it, but maybe I don't think he should get brought down at all. He's just doing it in the course of the game, but maybe there should be an immediate penalty on the five play where the other team gets an automatic goal if the umpire says it was an unduly rough play or a head high tackle or head high.
No, that's too severe, Johnny. Too severe.
Thanks, John, for your opinion, mate. Let's go to Chris of Paynham South. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you? I reckon he should have got two. That was an aggressive, dirty tackle. And he could have broken Amon's neck. You know the size Amon is? He's a little kid.
He's a baby.
No, he should have got two, I reckon. No, that was dirty.
He tried, very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
He tried to hurt him, didn't he, Chris?
Yeah, he did.
He tried to really earn that free kick and...
Yeah.
Drive him into the ground.
So he's got to change his tackling style.
Yeah, drive his head
style,
into the
he?
Ground. Yeah, no, he should have got two, I reckon. No.
All right, Chris.
Prize today. Prize for Chris.
See ya.
Prize for Chris.
Yep.
Yeah. Go on.
All right. Crows playing the Bulldogs next week, next Friday night, 7:20. Book at Ticketek. Well done, Chris. Brilliant call. Insightful. Oh, yeah. Double pass.
Yeah, I gave that to Jan.
No, Chris got it.
All right. Let's go to Wallaroo. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Paul. What's your take?
Well, boys, I was just thinking, if they're going to suspend people based on a duty of care, that other fella had one arm free. He could have let the ball go, given Nick the free kick, and put his arm down to protect himself. So because he doesn't look after himself, where's his duty of care? Shouldn't he be suspended for not having a duty of care to himself?
Well, I saw the tackle again last night, and he did have one arm free, actually.
That's right, he now, did.
Whether he was in a position to protect himself, I don't know, but he certainly had one arm free. But I never thought I'd ever see the day.
Well, Malcolm Blight's come out and said it was a spear tackle, and Nick Nat needs to change his tackling style.
Oh,
well, the bloke's been suspended for playing footy.
Yeah. I know. I'm just staggered. I think the AFL have completely got it wrong. And I don't think I ever saw Malcolm Blight lay a tackle, did you?
Hello.
Good on you, Paul. Let's go to Michael of Hallett Cove. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Jarz.
Good, mate. What do you reckon? Good.
Now, I'm just so disappointed in the way the game's heading. All I was taught to do when I was younger was get to the ball first. And now you're seeing players hesitate, not even doing the tackle, because they're so scared of getting suspended and hurting players. Like, if you don't want to play contact sport, put on a sumo suit and a helmet and play another sport. The way we're going, they're changing the rules too much.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the bumps history, the tackle, if you can go by what the tribunal did, the tackle's now stuff. So I don't know where we go from
here. I think the crux of this is the AFL are just petrified of getting sued down the track, aren't they, through the amount of head injuries. And there's been all sorts of things coming out of the States with their NFL footballers about life after sport and all that sort of thing. So and there's a lot of issues around mental health at the moment as well, KG. So I think they're on the right track, but there's some strange stuff going on.
A lot of
and you're right,
areas.
We want to you know, protect the integrity of our great game. So there's going to be a few little hiccups along the way, but I think the overall concept of trying to protect the player still has to stand.
Okay, coming up very, very shortly, we're going to speak to Scotty Cummings. Of course, today is the big showdown game, Port Adelaide versus the Crows. I'm a bit toey about the result of that game, but Scotty Cummings will talk to us about how he felt about playing in that showdown.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for your Saturday morning. KG Jars and Bluey. Greg Blewett for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Certainly are, Shawnee. Let's talk to our next guest. He's was an elite full forward for four clubs. He was Port leading goal kicker in 1997, the inaugural year in the AFL. 349 games, 128 games with four clubs. Could have played pinch hit at centre-half back. Loved by all. Chiselled out. Scotty Cummings joins us. G'day, Scotty, and welcome, mate, to the Dead Set Legends.
Hey, who's bloody laughing? That was
KG.
KG. Every time I hear you're still employed, mate, and still breathing, it's got me stuffed. But what up, KG? Good to talk to you again, mate. I've talked to you once a year. It must be showdown time.
Yeah, it is showdown time. Now, Scotty, you are famous. You are famous for that all-in brawl between you and Rod Jemison, both throwing haymakers, and not one landed.
Did you hit him or not?
It's only an all-in brawl if there's at least two people fighting. You watch the vision. There was only one. Thankfully, didn't. Didn't get too many through the gate because I'd just be waking up now. he goes, well, Jemmo, what a great day that was, and happy to talk about it all the time because it's not that part of it. But the game itself was sensational, and
it was a good game.
It's one of those things you look back, and at the time, I was pretty proud that I didn't go troppo because I got to play the next 3 weeks. But every since I've retired, I've gone, why didn't you just throw two or three back at him, for goodness sake?
Yeah,
now Charles,
too nice.
Charles, we've got some audio of that if you want to hear it.
Yeah,
replay it. Here we go.
Side goal, fair dinkum one too. Oh. Few haymakers thrown off the ball. Only by Smart, they're still fighting down there.
He's still fighting down there.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen on a footy ground.
Oh, really? I'm glad I've provided you some humour, mate. We can reenact it. We'll just pick a time that Jammo's busy and you can jump in.
Brilliant, mate. Good
Hey, Scotty, Greg Blewett here. Now, what I want to know from the players. Yeah, Very good, thanks, mate.
Should have talked to you.
Thank you, mate. Hey, I want to know from a player's point of view, right? So the AFL are very good at, you know, creating this angst between the clubs and the local derbies and that sort of thing. But from a player's point of view, did you hate the Crows, or what was the go in your era anyway?
Yeah, well, it was instilled into me really quickly and you know, I obviously didn't know the rivalry of. Or you know the discontent and how much Port Adelaide hated Adelaide because you know they obviously thought that they deserved the license before them and I was sort of pumped down my throat really quickly as soon as I got there and so I just jumped on board. I thought it was great fun. You know, every time I got to do some media, I'd get stuck into them and Crow supporters didn't like me at all. They sang some really nasty songs about me behind the goals. But,
can you remember any?
Yeah. A lot of it involved eating pies or something. it was the old "Who ate all the pies? You fat bastard! You fat lad!" I'm thinking, I was looking at Jammo, son. I can't believe your supporters are singing that about you, mate. But that's unbelievable.
Jammo was chiseled, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know. That might have been named it, mate. But I loved it. I loved it. I loved the whole us versus them thing, and the fact that very first one. From I think the Sunday of the game prior, the scarves came out, the streamers came out, the flags came out. Every shop was filled with whatever allegiance they had, and I think it's sensational. I think it's great for footy. Those people don't take it too far. It's brilliant. But I think what's happening is the AFL is diluting these, and obviously I've got to play in a few derbies as well in Perth, and they're diluting them now by making the teams play each other in pre-season. I don't think there should be a showdown or a derby played in pre-season because it takes away from that great rivalry. And
Spot on, Scotty.
So I think, mate, and you guys might not like this, but you know, I think that you guys will like this. I think Victorian sides should travel in the JLT series that is now. And I think the West Australian, the South Australian sides, they stay at home. So travel enough. And don't play each other. And keep that rivalry for when it really counts.
Spot on. Yep. Spot on. Scotty, do you like the game? You know, looking as a spectator now and as a former champion player, do you like what you see these days with 27 blokes around a stoppage?
Yeah, not enjoyable, is it? You just want you want to see someone stay at home and be in that 50 for him to kick to.
How would you go, mate?
Well, not well.
All the running they got to do.
Yeah, full forward is 15 k's now. That took me about 8 weeks to amass those numbers. it's ridiculous. But, look, I don't. There's a lot to it that I don't like. I certainly don't like the fact that they are trying to take away the things that makes footy so unique, and that is the physicality of it. The decision during the week on Nick Natanui, I think it's an absolute howler. And in the past, we have rule changes, and we go, oh, that's no good. But we get used to them, we adapt, and we go, okay, it's not too bad. But this one here with the tackle, I don't think I've ever been more concerned about the state of the game than with this decision here and what happens. And I was watching last night, Sean Burgoyne involved in a couple of good hard tackles. Yeah. That normally, we just say good hard footy, mate. Well, aren't beautiful. But now you go, well, they're going to look at that. It's a tackle, for goodness sake. But again, what about this for a comment from a supposedly very intelligent man in Jeff Gleeson saying that players now, and I've got to be careful because obviously he knows a little bit about the law and he might come back at me, but it's probably the dumbest comment I've heard from a supposedly intelligent person to say, a player must compute his weight and size against his opponent and be careful. I thought, are you sitting here? We're footballers. We're not the brightest people in the world. And when you give us half an hour to put those automatics together, no good. It's hard to do within half a second. But I thought, I'd tell you what, I've always been ahead of my game because, you know, the big fellas, you know, you've got to be careful. You can't tackle. You can't tackle people smaller than you. That's what I was doing 20 years ago. Everyone's saying, why aren't you tackling? I thought, I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm too big for it.
Mate, great to catch up. Really is. You're a bloody superstar. Great character. And all the best, mate. And we'll check in with you next year.
Good on you, Scotty.
Good on you, Scotty.
That's the funniest interview I've heard in a long, long time.
Mate, he could play. He could play football.
But he was a character as well.
I know.
As you heard him then, the game needs people like you, George. And Scotty Cummings. That's what sport's built on.
Oh, that's
fair
good.
Scotty Cummings was our special guest.
All right, chaps.
I'm doing with the legends.
Bluey, what have you got? How's things tracking at home during the week? What's happened?
Well, still haven't sold the house.
Oh, come on, mate.
So,
What's you got a beautiful home.
I know. Open today. It's
what
in
time?
St. Peter's, 1 o'clock.
Right.
How many bedrooms?
Five.
Pool?
Pool.
Yeah. Spa?
Outdoor kitchen. No spa.
What about...
spa upstairs in the...
amenities. How many?
Three bathrooms, right. Four toilets.
Oh, it's like the White House.
Six car garage.
Oh,
no. Two car garage. Anyway, but we're off to Kangaroo Island tomorrow, so we can't wait for that, KG.
Yep. I reckon
the wife's a little bit more excited than me, though, because when we were looking to book our accommodation, I was thinking, you know, we'll go to Airbnb and get something for, $100 a night or whatever. Anyway, not so much for... the missus, Catherine, she booked something that was very, very expensive. But anyway, as it turns out, Chris Hemsworth.
The Thor!
Thor! Stayed there about two months ago. So I reckon that might just have something to do with it. You know, I reckon...
Well, you reckon you bought his big hammer?
I can just see my missus getting the lingerie on and rolling around in the bed. Oh, this
and
is where Thor
you?
Slept.
You got your outfit ready?
I have, mate. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for this week, Jars. But now, I want to talk about KG. Yeah.
Well, hang on.
There's a bit of controversy during the week, and there's a common theme.
Yeah, something's wrong here.
What? Thieving.
Yeah.
Thieving?
You got caught.
Oh, hang on.
You're a bloody thief, mate. And apologise to the family. What have you done now?
What's happened?
Well, you know, previously I've been sort of just sneaking a lemon.
On Henley Beach Road.
That just sits over the fence.
Yep.
Well, this new house that my lovely daughter is in.
Yeah.
I noticed a lovely little lemon tree, and they were big lemons, and there was a lot on the ground. Who told you this?
So what'd you do?
Well, I got out of my car. There's no cars in the driveway, and I just sort of just very slightly went across the lawn. Because there was someone
private property?
On this bloke's lawn. And I just picked up two beautiful big lemons that have fallen off the tree.
Right.
On the ground.
Were you tiptoeing in?
I was tiptoeing. Yeah. And then suddenly this voice says to me, oh, well, at least you could have bloody asked.
Oh, you. He got caught.
So I'm gone.
Did he know who you were?
No, I had no idea. I said, took him. Sorry. I saw him on the ground.
Did you get him back?
No, I took him.
You can't do that.
Well, I just did.
Why don't you knock on the door and just say, look, excuse me, can I just grab a couple of your lovely lemons?
I didn't think anybody was home. I just
You're like a tomcat, aren't you?
I didn't take him off the tree. I took him off the ground.
Was he all right about it?
He just said, at least you could have bloody asked for him.
So you pinched from your granddaughter. Have you paid her back yet?
$50? Not yet.
You're pinching lemons off Henley Beach Road. And now you're pinching from Sally's next door neighbour.
Well, because Sally, my daughter, loves vodka and sodas. And you've seen the price of lemons at the food and store.
Let's bring some lemons in next week,
George. Prohibited.
Oh. There you go. Well, what's coming up, George?
Oh, no, hang on. No, just a moment. No, Benny Hart in a moment. But a little dicky bird told me that during the week you got outrun by an old lady.
Oh, hang on. Hey.
Now what happened?
This was Paul. I worked it out. It was Jess Trengove. So I'll cop that.
No, it was not. What happened?
Move on. Don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, you made me talk about it.
I've been scarred.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. I got nailed by a young lady that just ran past me and gave me the bird. It's not funny.
Good on you, young lady. I love you for it.
All right, we've got Ben Hart coming up soon with Dead Set Legends at Triple M. Ben Hart, the man who's in charge of Adelaide Footy Club's defence, doing a brilliant job this year. Going to be chatting to Dead Set Legends, Triple M's Dead Set Legends, KG, Jars and Bluey in the next 20 minutes on 104.7 Triple M.
Good on you, Shawnee. Now, boys, just wanted to have a bit of a chat about, obviously, Rory Sloane re-injured his troublesome foot.
He's got a
mild strain to the Lisfranc ligament in his right foot. Obviously, heard it on Wednesday in their main session, so he's going to miss a couple more weeks there. It'll be 5 weeks all up. It's just some talk around town that could this impact his contract injury?
Well,
do you think?
That's a good question because this type of injury has curtailed former players' careers. Mm. Now, I don't want to be a doomsday about it, but I'd be wary about the situation. I really
would.
Well,
he's 28 years old, Blue. He's out of contract end of the year. A lot of speculations that he's going to go back home with his wife, Beck, because obviously she's going to have their first child and family's in Melbourne. Then there is some talk that he's going to recommit and stay an Adelaide Crow player for life.
I don't think it would affect his contract at the Crows. I think it might affect a little bit if he does decide he wants to go back to Melbourne, because I think for the Crows, he's obviously been around the club for a long time.
Yep.
And plus, not just his playing ability, but his leadership and what he gives. You can just tell he's one of those guys that is a big part of that football club. So I don't think that would detract from his offer here. So maybe if he goes.
So what you're saying is that you think it may wane some of the interest from interstate clubs, Rory Sloan, because he'll demand a fair price.
Yeah, I think maybe just the price of that contract. Because as Jars is saying, guys like Dane Swan, this is a serious injury.
Oh, it's a shocking injury.
And it affects each individual a little bit. So whatever happens, I think at the end of if he did sign with another club, there'd be a full medical and they'd go into that injury a little bit.
So you're saying it won't influence contract talks?
Not with the Crows. No.
Not with the Crows?
Not with the Crows, but saying it may just devalue his price a little bit if he wanted to move. That would be my take on it.
I think the Crows would also be very concerned about the situation because if he stays, he's still going to demand a big quid. He'd probably be the highest paid player in the club, and to outlay that sort of money and with that injury, and I don't want to be too negative about it, but I think it's a situation that you got to.
But you got to remember, it's still early. There's still the second half of the footy season to be played.
Yeah,
and Sloane, don't forget, once he comes back, he can he can finish the season off very well, and his finals campaign.
But
will
that's
be important.
The point: will he come back? He could possibly miss the rest.
Now you've been a doomster.
Well, it depends how serious.
They're saying couple of weeks.
Yeah, but Jars, that's
he
what
was
they're
saying. That 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. But Jars, when you look at the history of this injury, it has curtailed players' careers. Mm. Now, that is a real, real concern.
Yeah, but players have come back after
they
4 weeks, Cage.
They have, certainly. So, but it's 50-50, Jars. And I don't want to be negative either.
Well, you are. You are being negative.
And I think he's being reassessed in a couple of weeks. It's not the fact that he'd be back in a couple of weeks. So it might be longer.
I'd be a little concerned.
1-3-5-3, give us a call. Will this injury impact his contract negotiations going forward?
Yes, give us a call, folks. 1-3-5-3.
Honestly, what am I doing?
1-3-5-3, give us. No, I just did that for you, Jars. Hey, we've got some great prizes to give away for the best callers. We've still got another double to the Crows and Bulldogs clash, which is next week. Book
and
a ticket.
And I've got $250 vouchers from Cheeky Greek. Sorry, Sean.
Brilliant. Yeah. And we've got some family passes to Darley Goodwood Day, part of the 2018 UBET Festival of Racing. These are for the best callers right now. Your take on the Rory Sloan situation, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yes, welcome back to Hope Valley. We're live this morning at Dead Set Legend, and the C-grade teams are underway, and it's the Demon. That is Hope Valley, 1-2, 8 points, and Ingle Farm yet to open their account. Jazz!
We're talking about Rory Sloan. Does this injury make you change your mind in keeping Rory Sloan?
It makes you wary.
Or do the Adelaide Crows just say, okay, see you later?
I'd be a little concerned about it now because of the nature of the injury. 1-3-3-5-3. That's our number, folks. Jump on the phone and give us a call.
Gav from Fulham Gardens. G'day, Gav.
Morning, lads. How are we?
Very good.
That's good. Hey, look. Yeah, no. I'd keep Rory Sloan if the Crows wanted to keep him for sure. But if any other club's going to be out there looking for him, this injury is going to lower his price, I reckon. They're going to go, hey, if it's a recurring injury for sure, if it's going to keep coming back.
Well, it's the type of injury, Gav, in the past has curtailed players' career, and that's got to be a real concern. As I said, I don't want to be negative about it, but you've got to be honest and brutal.
Exactly. Anything with the foot, KG, you only got to look at Buddy Franklin. He's been out for, 3 weeks or whatever it is for his foot. And I'm just glad that he's not playing today, because if he was playing today, I think we'd get done by 10.
Well, the interesting part.
I don't think we can beat his mate, so I'm not confident.
Oh, Gav.
I'm a bit tired. Showdowns, Gav, are a different kettle of fish, irrespective of how the form is. It's a different kettle of fish. But good luck. Well, no, I'm not going to lose you. Good luck. You're a port man.
Good on you, Cage.
Good on you, Gav. Take
good
care, mate. Let's go to Jono of Highbury. G'day, Jono.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, John.
Fantastic. I'm a Hope Valley boy too. I'll be up later on.
Good boy. Good crowd building.
Crowd building, no worries. Thank you.
Hey, look, I just wanted to, I know you're talking about Rory, but also just back on Carl Amon and Nick Nat. Has anyone spoken to Carl Amon just to ask whether he thought it was a really hard, good tackle, but that's part of footy?
Well, it's interesting. No.
He was concussed.
Well, but was he concussed through that tackle, or did it happen in another part of the game?
In that tackle, he was concussed.
And plus, it was an illegal tackle, wasn't it? It wasn't a legal tackle. It was a legal tackle. It was in his back.
It was in his back. He had to be penalised, but not a week suspension. But I haven't heard any remarks.
That's a good question, Jono. Yeah, that is a good question. I don't think we can answer it. Jars would agree
that you get some hard tackles and, you know, you don't come up feeling too well afterwards, but... you know, that's part of footy, and if it's a hard tackle, it's a hard tackle, and you know, you might get knocked out, you might not, but I would have thought Carl Amon would have been interested in speaking about, you know, how he sort of felt about the tackle and whether he thought that was, you know, excessive or part of the game.
Yeah, good call. Now, Jars.
Well, he's playing today anyway.
It couldn't have been too bad. Nah. But you spoke to, I think it was Tom Jones on the rush.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure he said he had no issue with it.
No, Tommy didn't have an issue with
it. Well, that's my point.
It's one of the great skills of our game that we don't want to see eroded.
Which we've
seen with the bump, which was, you know, when you executed a great bump, that was just...
So Tommy Jones said he had no issue with it, and Nat knew he was sitting on his
missing
a game of football.
And you players are very loyal to each other as well.
Oh,
so
we
are. There's a part of that in what Jonas
part of the
said.
Brotherhood.
Yep,
correct. $50 voucher for you, Jono, from Cheeky Greeks, great friends of ours down at up there,
Tony.
Mount Barker and Grange.
I was there during
all
the week.
Yours,
beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks, boys.
I had one during the week. The beautiful
down at Tone's.
Oh yeah, beautiful. Absolutely. I paid.
Did he put some lemon juice on it?
History tells us you don't pay because you're a bit of a thief.
Get some lemon juice at least to put on it.
That's not funny.
If you've just joined us, KG's pinched lemons again, family.
All right. Ben Hart coming up next. Dead Set Legends, 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealership. You've got the Dead Set Legends on Triple M this morning. KG, Jars and Bluey, Greg Blewett.
Thanks, Shawnee. Yeah, our next guest is one of my favourites, boys. One of the Crows' all-time greats. He nicked off to Collingwood for a couple of years, but he's back where he belongs.
Saw the light and returned home.
Yes, one of the coaches with the Adelaide Crows, and not returning Andrew Jarman's phone calls, which like about him.
And he's wiped him.
Yeah.
Jarman's wiped him.
No, I haven't. I love him.
Let's welcome Benny Hart. Welcome, Benny. And why aren't you returning his calls?
Bluey, KG, Jars, have you called me, Andrew?
I always call you. We're meant to go for coffee.
I always return your calls. I always return your calls. Actually,
Brady, you know I love you.
So you've been telling us porkies.
Oh, I just stand you. I love him. He knows I love him.
He's not bad, is he?
He's one of my favourites.
Benny, he's been bagging you for the last 2 weeks. Benny Hart's finished. Doesn't return my phone calls.
Hey, Benny.
KG,
exactly right, mate.
Champ, excited about today. The boys have got back on track, and you're playing a football side that's backs to the wall type attitude today. So obviously you've got some concerns.
Really looking forward to it, Jars. It's going to be a big game. I mean, showdowns always are, but when one of the sides are, as you say, backs to the wall, and they've been speaking a fair bit about their contested footy over the last few weeks and last time we played them. So we're expecting a red-hot contest, but you wouldn't want it any other way in a showdown.
Benny, looking at the Crows, you won your last five, so you're obviously doing a lot right. But to me, at the moment, they're lacking a little consistency. A quarter, they sort of drop away. So you wouldn't want to do that in today's showdown.
No, well, it's proven, KG, if you do it in any game, that doesn't matter who you're playing, you let sides back in. And it's something we're addressing, and you know, we've had pretty good starts over the last couple of weeks, and it's just been nice to be able to roll that through for a four-quarter performance. And you know, we'll be expecting the heat. It's not like you have to dominate every quarter, but you just need to be in the contest to give yourself a chance. So we'll be looking forward to doing that.
Benny, you're in charge of the back half, as they call it. You've been pretty happy with your department, the way you've gone this season.
Yeah, Blue, it's been great fun actually, and they're a good bunch of blokes. They've got a mixture of some experience and some younger guys coming in. So, they're holding up pretty well. You know, we've been able to blood a few youngsters. Tommy Duday's doing some good things. Wayne Miller, when he's been in there, has been looking very good. And then you've got Laird, Brown, Talia, McKay doing their work. So pretty happy with him. But as you know, we move on from week to week and hopefully we can do the same.
Gee, Benny, I know most games the midfield critical, but today Ryder versus the big source and the other players are there for Port and the Crows. That's whoever wins that midfield is certainly well on target to win the game, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's normally the way, isn't it, KG? Look, they're both talented midfield, no doubt about it. And if you can get on top in there, you know the games today you can get field position, and that's what it's all about. So. Yeah, it's a massive contest in there. Ryder Jacobs is going to be a huge one and one that I'll look forward to watching. But, they've added some class to their midfield and our guys are going okay as well. So it's a big one.
Ben, what's the number one priority in today's game? Because it's changed since when we first started back in 1991. It's 2018. It's a different, it's a different landscape, tackling and bumping, scrutinised to the nth degree. What do you think is the number one priority in these days? Is it recruit talented players, genuine footballers who can hit targets?
I think kicking skills are very vital in today's game, no doubt about it. There's the way that teams now structure up in their defence, etc. Most teams are very solid in that area, so you've got to be able to kick your way through it. I think you've also got to have a few guys on your side that can run and carry the footy and break some lines.
Yeah,
because a lot of teams these days are certainly, if you like, zoning or a form of zone. So if you can get through that and get over the back of them, which a lot of teams are scoring that way, that's vital, I think.
Benny, I know this is not your area, but do we need, or are we overreacting, do we need to be a little bit concerned about Rory Sloane's injury?
Well, it is concerning in the fact that he hasn't played for a while. But
no.
We seem to think that he's... the injury he sustained, which is slightly different to the one that had kept him out early, is not a real bad one. The area itself can be concerning, but we believe after a few weeks rest and just staying off that foot that hopefully he'll be back. I mean, we invested our time in giving him that time off to make sure he's 100% right. So we'll continue to do that, and hopefully it's only a couple of weeks though.
Well, Benny, good luck today. Showdowns are always great encounters. And please, Benny, can you do us a favour?
Good to chat to you, brother.
Can you return Jars's call? Because he gets very angry, Benny.
I'm just going to check. I've still got his number in my phone. And we should be right.
Love to Naomi and the kids, mate.
Yeah, good luck, Benny. Thanks, all the best.
Thanks, good
luck.
Guys.
Benny Hart, he was a champion.
Oh, I was.
His game in the was it the 98 grand final?
Yep.
That first half,
he saved us.
Oh,
he won it. He should have been the Norm Smith medalist.
That was that's one of the best halves of football I think I've ever seen. Yep. Benny Hart
hardly ever had a bad week.
Nah, never.
Did he just consistent,
so beautiful. Reliable.
Loved him.
Okay, we're talking with you right through until 11:30. We've got some cricket issues to talk about, so stay with us, folks. If you want to jump on the phone, give us a call. Here we are at Hope Valley Footy Club. The game's well and truly underway. The score, Hope Valley 5-6-36, Ingle Farm, Waitford, yet to score. Back with more soon.
Monday morning means Dead Set Legends on Triple M. We've got KG, Jars, and, of course, Bluey, Greg Blewett, and we're doing it for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Thanks, Sean. I just jumped in a little bit.
Wait till Sean finishes.
I'm very excited about the cricket chat, so
well,
I was just trying
Sean's
to get in there.
Sean's a radio great.
I know. You've got to be careful. I apologise.
Right. How would you rate yourself, Jaz, on radio?
Nah, just a minnow.
A battler?
No, just a battler. Okay. Hey, let's talk cricket because there's plenty happening, lads.
There is. Interestingly, that they've released the ODI side and also the T20 side to go to England. So, few South Australians in those sides, which is really good.
Fantastic.
Alex Carey, vice captain of the T20 team, so that is massive news.
I told you, Blue, he's a star, this kid.
Well, Adam Gilchrist thinks he's going to be the next superstar, maybe next to him.
He is, exactly right.
So he's going really well. Some interesting comments coming from former captains Alan Border and also Mark Taylor, saying that Stephen Smith, when he comes back from his suspension, should just go straight back into the captaincy. Your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, I have great respect for Alan Border and Mark Taylor, but no way. No. He's got to ease his way back into the sea. Just don't walk straight back up.
He served his penalty, mate.
I don't
he served
care.
His time.
He's
one of the greatest. He's one of the world's top three.
I understand
great
that, but he's been involved in a misdemeanor, which is...
Oh.
Well, he cheated. Now, you just don't walk straight back into the captaincy.
And what other country hasn't?
Well, I don't give a stuff. I'm talking about
Well, they haven't
my
got the
country.
Sandpaper out, and, I don't think.
Oh, they still cheated, though, Blue.
He comes back into the side, but he doesn't come back automatically.
What do you,
as captain.
Do you bring him straight back in?
I'm a bit with KG. I think if Tim Payne's going to do it for the next 12 months, yep. then he probably deserves to do it a little bit longer.
Of course he
and
does.
Steve Smith comes in, plays his cricket, just gets familiar with the side
exactly.
again and what's transitioned over the 12 months. And then I'm a lot of people saying don't ever give the captaincy back to Steve Smith. I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I think he'll definitely captain the side in the future, but it might not be straight after his 12-month suspension.
No, you've got to ease your way back into it.
Yeah, that's right. Also, the commentary team's just starting to take a little bit of shape.
Ponting,
so
with Channel 7?
Ponting's gone
so
to Channel 7
there?
For a couple of years. Oh. Well, I think the two big tickets were Adam Gilchrist yep. and Ricky Ponting. So I think Gilly took all the cash at Fox Sports.
Right,
and,
nothing left here.
So Ponting had to go to Channel 7 to find his... well, nothing as yet. I think they've... A bit like Benny Hart, I think they've lost my phone number or something like that. But no, I'm very happy doing what I'm doing at the Sacker, but we'll just wait and see in the coming weeks because I think there'll be a lot of announcements in the next week
nice.
Or so in regards
and Bluey,
to those
talking about the Sacker, Keith Bradshaw has been a strong mover for this day-night test matches, and I just think the situation with India is diabolical. The test match will still be well held and so forth. It'll be
yep.
great. But they are just dictating. They yep. don't. They didn't want the first test match played at the Gabba. Didn't want it played at the Wacker. Don't want daylight cricket. Who's running bloody cricket in this country? I tell them to get stuffed and stay home.
Yeah, no, India, well, they're just forcing everyone's hand, aren't they? They run the game and they probably run Cricket Australia at the moment as well.
Exactly right.
There's your cricket wrap.
Dead Set Legends. KG, Jars, Greg Blewett. 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, KG, Jars and Greg Blewett every Saturday morning, 9 to 11.30. And we're doing it for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Thanks, Sean. Now, KG, how are you feeling today? You've had a bit of an incident with the lemons during the week. But
being
I just
thief.
Think you've been a little bit...
No,
little
I'm
bit,
good.
Well,
right.
well,
that's the problem.
Well, you said this a bit earlier.
And what? Then between 1 and 2, Andrew Newton Jarman... normally, he's got long arms and short pockets.
Oh,
it's not long arms.
Well,
what is
pockets.
It, Smarty?
It's short arms and long pockets.
Well, you'd know because exactly what you've got.
Get it right.
Get it right, KG.
Long arms and short.
Well, I reckon he might just be a little bit tired, though, Jars. Well, I think he might just
happened?
Be up listening okay. to the Killers during the week.
Oh, not just listening. He was on stage with Brandon. Have a listen to this.
Can't hear it.
I never sounded so great.
Any chance of putting it on there?
They kiss on the ring. I, baby, carry the crown. Nothing can break me down. Don't need no advice. I got the plan. I know the direction. The lay of the land. I know the score like the back of my hand. Them other boys, I don't give a damn. I'm the man. Come round. Nothing can break. Nothing can break me down. I'm the
We're
man.
We're live at Hope Valley Football Club.
We better give a score update.
10-8 to 1-1.
Can you call the game, Josh?
Hope Valley versus Seton Ingle Farm. Go the Demons.
Nathan, look, I've seen that.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
You stuffed that up, mate, because we couldn't hear it.
Well, it's not my fault. It's your fault. Fixing's up your end. Everyone else heard it.
Oh, we'll save it. We'll play it after 11 o'clock when we sort things out here at Hope Valley Football Club.
Clean out your ears, Jars. Come on, come on. Showdown preview is coming up soon. It's Head Legends, Andrew Jarman, KG, Ken Cunningham, and Bluey, Greg Blewett on Triple M.
My cousin Brenton Jarman just texted me, the one that you bagged many years ago.
I called him a girl.
When you were very abusive as a cricketer. Loved it. Loved it.
Loved it.
Because he loves his music.
Where's Bluey's jam? And where's KG's
jam? No. I run the music. I mean, I like picking the music at that time. Hey, let's preview the game today, lads.
Yep.
Showdown 44.
Yep.
I've said it a few times. This week on the Rush Hour with Louis, Port Adelaide need to make a statement today?
Well, knowing Port Adelaide Football Club as we do, they will make a statement. Now, whether they can maintain it for four quarters, but the opening 15 minutes will be absolutely fierce because their coach, Kenny Hinckley, called them soft, and I don't believe they are soft.
Well, he said it was a soft performance. Yeah. I don't think he was calling his players soft.
He said they were soft.
It was a soft performance, so which it was. It was. And they'll be looking to bounce back, as you said. For me, I always tip against the teams coming back from Perth. For some reason, AFL footballers are a little bit funny about getting on and off planes and, you know, worry about staying on a plane for a couple of hours, KG,
whatever.
Which I can't work out because cricketers have to, you know, travel for 24 hours and play the next day. But anyway, I think... you just never know, though, do you? Like, showdowns, there's teams that have gone in absolute dead-set favourites and then get towed
up. As the Crows will today because their form has been good. They won their last five. Port Adelaide up and down. And last week they were terrible. And Chad, I can't believe Port Adelaide are taking a risk with Chad Wingard. If he goes down in the first quarter, all hell will break loose.
Well, this is what the senior coach, Kenny Hinckley, said about Chad.
Yeah, no, he had some issues, slight hamstring issues, there's no doubt about that. So, but again, our medical team are really clear that he's passed everything. He ran fast on Friday last week, and he's trained all week this week. You'd be sitting here saying, well, we'd be just waiting for the sake of waiting. You know, there's some risk with any hamstring return, and Chad will not be without risk tomorrow night, but we understand those risks, and we're prepared to take them.
Push. I'd like Kenny and the coaching staff, it's just an opinion, to keep Charlie Dixon deep around the goal square today. Don't have him high up at centre-half forward or around near the wings. Port Adelaide look more dangerous when Dixon's deep in the goal square. And the other thing is, round up that plus one. Because he did that in the third quarter last week and they kicked four goals.
Exactly.
That plus one, that only works when you're under siege. You know, when they've kicked four or five. First bounce, go 6v6. Play even numbers right across the ground, I reckon, today.
Brilliant, Jars. The midfield, in most games, but this is vital.
Because well, contested ball where they got smashed. Exactly. That's been their issue. So, obviously, Rockcliffe and Sam Pampepper, that's the area they want to pick up.
And, obviously, you know, Paddy Ryder back last week for Port.
Good blowout.
A little bit rusty.
He was.
You would have saw. Yeah. Only 9 disposals, but he'll be better for that run. And he's so important. I mean, he's probably their most important, as it's turned out, with, you know, his absence. But he'll be a little bit better today, but
Sam Gray should tag Rory Laird.
Not worried about getting a kick?
Nah, shut him down. Because Laird's setting everything up. He is. Laird's the architect back there.
Over 30 averages, over 30 possessions. Well, that's unbelievable.
You know,
really,
sometimes you've got to lock down some of the most influential players, George. You know that.
I reckon the first 15 minutes, that midfield area will be
It's got to be all on. And it's got to be guns blazing and bodies everywhere.
Big Tex is back in too.
Yeah, he'll just play his role. Yeah, he'll play his role. Jenkins will be a good test for him today. Jonas, who does he take, Jenkins or Tex?
I reckon he takes Tex.
No, I think he'll take Jenkins.
Do you?
Mm. Homsy will get Tex.
Well, whatever.
Who are you tipping, Blue?
Well, I'll tip the Crows. I'm a Crow supporter, but I'm a bit the same as KG. Like you feel like the Crows will definitely win. Port coming back from Perth, a bad loss over there, but geez, these are hard to tip, these games.
Yeah, they are. They're 50-50 games, but I'm going to tip the Crows. They've won 5 on a trot. Port were terrible last week, but they'll bounce back. Okay. But I'm going to the Crows. All you? Right.
Yeah, Crows. You? Crows. Yeah, yeah. Four or five goals. It'll be a tight one.
Well, they're always tight.
They're always tight.
No question about that.
Good stuff.
Exactly.
Dead Set Legends, 104.7 Triple M. We've got KG, Jars and Bluey, Greg Bluey this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, you've got the Dead Set Legends this morning, KG, Jars and Bluey.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Shorties.
You don't have to answer the question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
And we've picked up this wonderful football club, Division 5 in the Amateur League, and their president, 27-year-old Benny Tompkin, is here with us at the moment. Benny, congratulations. This is your first home game for the year. You've done a wonderful job, mate.
Thanks, boys. Welcome to the club. I hope you're enjoying your time here.
Love it.
Actually, Benny, really I must confess, this first time I've had the pleasure of being here, and the whole morning since we've been here, it's been so professionally done. Like,
it's been great.
Coffee and food and a happy hour.
Well, the
so
support
to speak.
You've got has been enormous.
We've got the juniors involved as well this morning, so it's good to see the young tackers running around because a lot of them don't get involved with the senior football side of things. So it's good to get them here and they can see what it's all about on Saturday game day.
And Benny, look at the cars around the ground. I can't believe how many cars
are this is only the C-grade.
This is the C-grade. This is the biggest C-grade crowd we've ever had.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Well, is this a normal sort of crowd, mate, or is there a few more here today? Or?
By about half-time through the B-grade, we're starting to hit these numbers. I think it'll really peak today, which is good. So this Triple M activation has been really good for us and hopefully we can build on the year and do a bit more with you guys. So
where are you at, Footy Club? Where do you think you're at?
I think, as I said at the start of the year, we went through a bit of a rebuild phase. We made a couple of decisions regarding player payments that would scrap, etc. So that was more of a cultural shift. As you can see, the C-grade are playing really well, so we're starting to see it filtered not just through the A-grade but through the other grades as well. Mm. So the A-grade's had a tough start to the year, playing the first five games away. I don't know, only winning one, but it's good to be back on the home deck. It's looking really good, and hopefully the boys can bring it home with a win today.
Gee, it's a beautiful setting here too, Benny. I noticed where the middle looks a little bit choppy, but other than that's great.
It's a bit soft. We probably could have given it a couple more weeks, mate, but didn't want to play.
Need to get home.
Didn't want to play away for too much more.
Now, you've got some free beer and a barbecue.
Yeah, you boys have dug into your pockets, which is good.
Yeah,
so
we have.
12 to 1, we'll have a free barbie going, and then 1 till 2, I think Jarzy's shouted the bar.
Oh, we'll be shouting the bar.
We'll see, Benny. Normally he's got short arms and long pockets.
Oh, here we go. And Damo from the Gully Meat Services has donated the meat.
He's my butcher.
He's our butcher down at Foodland, Henley
Beach. He's great, mate. This is second year with Damo's been on board, so it's good to have him, and he's up here today.
Well done, Benny. Yep. Congratulations,
well
mate.
Well done, Benny.
Terrific job.
Thanks, mate, boys. Good luck today. Make it your first
are you playing
game at home.
Yeah, I'm playing in the twos, boys. So,
twos?
Yeah. We'll get your way up to the number one side.
Yeah, mate. I don't have time to train. And as I said, cultural thing, if you don't train, you don't play. So.
Exactly. Well done.
Good luck, Benny. All the best,
all right,
old son.
Boys. Cheers for having me on.
Okay, Jones, have you got your Q&A ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Q&A. Can we just have the theme?
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
You don't have to answer that question.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Right.
Okay, Bluey, you're set to go, old son?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this.
Yes, sir, boy. You right, Jazz?
Yeah, just find my pad. Here we go.
Oh, his pad.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Hang on. Oh, no, don't tell me.
What's happened?
Oh, I haven't done it. Shit.
Oh, no. I mean, you haven't done it.
I haven't done it. I've just realised it's not in my pad.
You've had a big morning, Jazz.
No.
You've had an absolute belter of a morning.
That was last week's.
One job.
One job.
One job. 2.5
hours. He said to me 10 minutes ago, I'm ready to go, KG. I'm ready to go.
It's like the 93 prelim final all over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you put the dagger in even further?
Right in front of goals and missed.
Lanes, I'm sorry. I haven't done it. I apologise. I've had a busy week. I've had a fair bit on.
That's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't done it. So.
Well, what about our listeners?
I apologise, but I haven't done it. I can't do everything in this show. Drive the damn thing.
Give me one job and he stuffed up, Louis. Oh, can you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. What have you got on for the rest of the day, Cage? You've got about an hour's drive, haven't you?
I'm going home to try and fix up my bloody television.
Shawnee, have you got that KG song? Have we got time to play that again?
Oh, we could play a little bit of... Oh, what about Mr. Brightside? Have a quick listen to this. About 30 seconds worth, okay? Hang on a sec.
Here we go.
We'll lose this one.
This is KG on stage with Brandon Flowers.
He's on stage.
I've been doing just fine. Gotta
here we go. Oh, this is KG. Oh, this is KG. Oh, this is
KG. It was only a kiss. Now, I'm
we had this before.
And she's calling he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag, now they're going to bed.
All right, guys, that'll do.
He's got it. That'll do, Shawnee.
See you, Shawnee.
It's up to see how we end.
See you, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends, the best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.